And so what happened was, she didn't like the way that her parents treated people on a whole as slavery. She didn't like it at all. So then she fell in love with this black man, and she married to the man, and they gave her a settlement. Her family gave her a land and stuff, and she was a midwife. She was a midwife, so she had to do all the babies that were born. I go out with her many a nights, when they call her out and thing. But what's so lovely about my grandmother, she didn't bring anybody down. She would go to these homes, and the people are so poor, they don't provide for the babies and stuff like that. And she used to wear these long, big dresses and the nice slip underneath. She just dropped the underwear, and she have her scissors and her cotton in her pocket, and she'll cut the clothes out and, "Here, daughter, you do this. Granddaughter, you do this." And she'll look after them, and she'll dress the babies and leave the parents. Yeah, that's the type of person she was, and we learned so much from her. But I have always been up on the ladder decorating, making the home really special for my kids. This is the way it should be. When you get a home, I do not want to come and see it less than this, and I don't. Definitely. If they come and see paper in my nose, they say, "Mom, you're not sharp again." Me say, "Well, I can't be any. I'm 80, Mom." But I teach them that they should be looking after whatever they have. And a home is special because that's where it begins.